overwhelming as well. I don't see why anyone would be surprised. I mean, if we said, let's just have one company provide a service, everyone, especially Democrats on the left, would say, that's terrible. You can't have one big monopoly. They won't take care of customers. And they'd be right. So it shouldn't be any surprise that when you have a monopoly government school system, if you introduce a bit of choice and competition, you're going to get better results. And that's what's happened everywhere it's been tried.
I've heard from Daniel Honcharu, from NPRI and others who have been covering the legislature, that there is at least some talk of dealing with school choice, either Republicans bargaining with Democrats and offering to accept some mining tax increases in return for some sort of school choice, ESAs, education savings accounts, and other programs. What are you hearing, and is it possible that in this session, with all this money floating around, we could find some money for ESAs?
Well, the money is certainly there. The question is, it's really fascinating, because we're watching nationwide school choice explode in so many different states. I think Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Arizona, obviously Florida, are really ramping up their school choice programs. But in Nevada, it's still with Democrat control, just not given any consideration whatsoever. To be honest, I don't know what's going on in those conversations, but if I were the Republicans and Democrats came to me for a tax hike, again, there's no reason for it. That would be the bargaining chip. Well, let's fully fund ESAs if you want us to even consider that. Because obviously we're against higher taxes, there's no need for it. But it's the damage that the Democrats are doing to our kids and the economy, by denying students quality education is so profound that, I think that could be a conceivable trade-off where nobody, wants to raise taxes, but they wanted to say, oh, mining is getting a special deal, we're going to repeal some of those things in exchange for fully funding ESAs. I don't know that I would turn that deal down. I mean, the kids have suffered too long, and it makes such a big difference that I think that, is something they should consider.
Hey, Robert, if folks want to find out what you're up to at NPRI and all the great work that your folks do there, how can they do it?
Come visit us on the website there, npri.org, on Facebook, on Twitter. Definitely, once you come to the website, make sure you do sign up for our mailing list. That way, you automatically receive notifications of everything we do, and you can stay in contact with us.
Robert, we're going to stay in contact with you. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend coming up.
Thanks, Kevin. You too.
Robert Fellner, the Vice President and Director of Policy for Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI.org. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to check in out in Seattle on the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce. You want to talk about a mega divorce? Together, they're worth over $100 billion. $100 billion. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now at 3:31, as we take a look at our traffic cams right now, there is a crash on the 515 eastbound and eastern. The off ramp there is affected. It was closed as of a few minutes ago, so caution through there. 515 eastbound at Eastern. We're getting reduced speeds too on the 15 northbound of Charleston, south at Spring Mountain. Expect some congestion on that transition ramp. You're merging from Interstate 15 north over to 515 east, and then you're getting caught up in that traffic that's behind that crash there on the 515, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. Also, some slow flows on the Beltway. 215 westbound, that's at the airport connector.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The season begins tonight for the Las Vegas Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark as they begin their season against the Sacramento Rivercats. They are going to send James Kerpillion to the mound this evening. He last pitched back in 2019 when he went 4-3 with a 3.18 ERA. No minor league baseball season last year, so a big night tonight as the Las Vegas Aviators are able to continue their existence after a fantastic season in 2019. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off Minnesota in overtime yesterday 3-2. They're back at it against St. Louis tomorrow and Saturday. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Monday, a lot of us were surprised at the announcement that Bill and Melinda Gates announced their divorce after 27 years of marriage. Sally Ho writes for Associated Press out in the Pacific Northwest, and covered this story on Monday when it first came out. And Sally, first of all, thanks for joining us. Were you surprised by the announcement?
Yeah, I guess so. I think lots of people were surprised. This hadn't been hinted or leaked or in any way. So, yeah, I was just surprised when they announced it on Twitter on the same day that they filed.
Can you talk a little bit about their relationship? I mean, they've got this big foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They work side by side. Did they have separate interests, though, philanthropically?
I wouldn't say they had separate interests. They had, in lots of ways, complementary interests that they pursued together and separately. You know, they have this enormously influential Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that focuses on global health, global development, and U.S. education policy, and they also had sort of this yours, mine, and ours approach, where you know they did that together, and it was quite broad, the things they were interested in. And separately, Bill Gates has his Gates Ventures, where he, you know, that was his private office, where he pursued things like clean energy. And Melinda had her pivotal ventures, which focused on empowering women and girls and gender equality. And so in a lot of ways, you know, they sort of crossed over and aligned in all aspects of this, you know, sort of triangle of interest and philanthropy.
I lived in Seattle in fact, in Kirkland, back when they were just building that compound along, I don't know if it's Lake Washington or Puget, and they were just building it, and it was big and huge, right on the water. Divvying up property, divvying up money is difficult in any divorce. Do we know yet if there's going to be a fight on anything relative to what could be, I guess, over $100 billion in wealth?
Well, Washington State, where they are based and filed for divorce, is a community property state, as you may know, being a former resident. But that means by law, shared assets accumulated during the marriage will be split equally upon divorce, unless there is an agreed-upon settlement, which is the case in the Gates' divorce. The papers filed by Melinda Gates in King County Superior Court this week, she asked for no spousal support and also asked the court to divide their property and debts according to a separation contract, which Bill Gates also signed off on, agreed to. The separation contract means a lot of negotiation and discussion has already been worked through, which is not uncommon in a high-profile divorce like this. But it's not likely the public will ever see that settlement document. So we don't know what exactly it's going to look like. But in a lot of ways, you know, they've always, like I said, they've for years pursued interests together and separately, and they have in their announcement, pledge to work together as they have running the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Again, Sally Ho joining us from the Associated Press out in the Pacific Northwest. Do we know how this will impact the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Are they going to have to divvy that up as well, or what?
They're pledging to work together, and the foundation said this week that they don't expect any changes. So, to assess how the divorce will truly impact the world and at large and the world within philanthropy is not really known. A lot of people are comparing this split with the recent Bezos divorce. And one thing I've noted and will be watching is if and how Bill and Melinda will handle transparency going forward. For Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his then-wife Mackenzie Bezos, who's now Mackenzie Scott, when they finalized their split, Mackenzie announced that she was happy to give him her whole stake in the Washington Post and Blue Origin and most of their Amazon stock, et cetera. And I think she did that. It's assumed because Bezos was still very much a big part of these big corporations, where investors and market watchers were waiting for the shoe to drop in terms of what would happen to their control and assets. It remains to be seen if the Gateses will be as transparent about their futures, knowing also that so many people are watching this, and how that will change the world of philanthropy and their vast network of loyal grantees.
Do we know, and I know word of this always seems to leak out days, weeks, months later, do we know what broke them up?
No, they said that they just, had been working on their relationship and did not see a way to keep growing together. Which, I think in a lot of ways, Melinda has talked about the challenges in their marriage, just like in any other relationship, right? That there are challenges, and she was pretty forthcoming in her memoir to talk about, her private struggles, adjusting to, becoming a mother and becoming a philanthropist and working with her husband, et cetera. And by all means, it feels like she's been pretty open about the very normal struggles that even very rich people face in a relationship, both a working relationship and also, a private one.
Sally, thank you so much for filling in some of the blanks. I know you've been covering this story all week, and there's going to be more reporting to be done. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll check in with you again later, okay?
Thank you.
Sally Ho from Associated Press, Seattle, joining us on the program. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Walls Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud. My new hero in Congress, and I think we've talked about this before, but just for those of you that may have missed it, is Jim Jordan, a former wrestling coach and a good guy. In fact, I've interviewed him a couple of times. But he's a congressman from Ohio. I think he's going to run for president eventually. Maybe not this cycle. Maybe not 24, but in 28. But he was on with Pete Hegseth last night on Fox News. And, you know, everybody's been talking about Liz Cheney. Is she going to be gone? Is she going to go? Is she going to go quietly, or is she just going to go out with a bang? Jim Jordan was on with Pete Hegseth, and they talked about Liz Cheney. This is cut three. Go.
Representative Jordan, you're in the middle of it. You're in the conference. Do you believe she needs to go? And if so, who should replace her?
Yes, she definitely needs to go, and the speaker's right. We are a pro-America populist party rooted in conservative principle with Donald Trump as our leader. That he has brought so many new people to this party, and that is a darn good thing. You can't have a Republican conference chair reciting Democrat talking points. You can't have a Republican conference chair taking a position that 90% of the party disagrees with, and you can't have a Republican party chair consistently speaking out against the individual who 74 million Americans voted for. So that is the problem. I was for making a change 3 months ago, and the speaker's also right. Look, if Liz stays in Congress, that's between her and the voters in her district and her great state of Wyoming. But you can't be the conference chair when you consistently speak out against the leader of our party and you consistently speak out against the positions that the vast, vast, vast majority of our party and our country, I think, holds.
Representative, just real quick follow-up. In the open, I mentioned why so long. You mentioned you were calling for it 3 months ago. Why does something like this, it seems evident for a while, take so long to come to manifestation?
Well, because once she was 3 months ago when the decision was made, she continued to do what Speaker Gingrich talked about. She continued to speak for herself and not for the conference, not for the Republican Party. And this has been a pattern that goes clear back to last fall. In the run-up to the election, she was against the president on his Afghanistan policy, his Syria policy. She spoke against him on the Russian bounty issue, which we all know was a complete hoax. So it's a consistent pattern. And finally, it just became so much and for so long that our conference says we've got to make a change, and I believe that's going to happen very soon.
And in fact, it's going to happen, I think, next week, where they will have another vote in the Republican conference. They call it the conference in the, believe it or not, in the Senate, I think they call it the caucus, and it's a conference in the House of Representatives. But however it is, they're going to talk about it next week. When everybody comes back, and my guess is they're going to have another vote, and my guess is they're not going to have the votes, and Elise Stefanik will end up becoming the highest-ranking woman in the Republican conference in the United States House of Representatives. But I will tell you this: Liz Cheney is a goner. You can kiss her goodbye because she's out of here. Now she's got to keep her seat, and as Jim Jordan said, that's something for the people of her state, you know, and that's fine. But I have a feeling that she may choose not to run again because her polling is absolutely cratered statewide. I mean, it's not even close. And one of the things that I think is going to happen is that you're going to see more and more members decide not to run for re-election when they see the handwriting on the wall that Donald Trump does still run the Republican Party across the state, and that you're going to see more and more Republicans getting out of safe Republican districts, but they simply don't want to operate in this kind of a situation. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Oh, by the way, Heidi Harris is going to join us just after 5 o'clock. I'm so excited. On AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up, top of the hour, Howard Stutz, executive editor for the CDC Gaming Reports, will join us. There have been a couple of changes. We always talk about changes along the strip and off strip. The Palms is being sold. You see that? And I've always loved the Palms. Always loved the Palms. Howard Stutz will talk about that sale and what it might mean if there's a ripple effect elsewhere. I grew up, following the Olympics and Bruce Jenner, just really. So when I hear Caitlyn Jenner's name mentioned, I always hearken back to the track and field days. But I want you to hear Caitlyn Jenner because she was on with Hannity last night, big first interview, and why she is running for governor of the People's Republic of California. Listen to this.
It was not an easy decision. It took an awfully long time. I want to take that same fight, that same spirit, go to Sacramento, surround myself with some of the smartest people out there. I am an outsider. I understand that. Smartest people out there, because now I'm in a race for solutions. I need to find solutions to be able to turn this state around. I love this country. I'm a patriot. I love this state. The state's done so much for me over the years, but I've watched it crumble right in front of my eyes. And you got to stand up, And so I knew it would not be easy. I knew it'd be tough. But you know what? California's worth fighting for. What I see in Gavin Newsom is a politician up to special interests and the hypocrisy that is going on right now. It's like there's one set of rules for Sacramento, and there's another set of rules for everybody else.
I don't know how this is going to play out. I do know this, that somebody with name recognition is probably going to win. It's not going to be somebody you don't know. You will know who it is that wins. And it may not be a politician. It may be somebody like Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know what kind of a governor she would be. I don't know if there would be backlash because of her sexual orientation.